I'm forever glowing bubbles, pretty bubbles in the air.
Hey, it's Beth here, episode 535. Okay. Sadly, I met the mayor of Crazy Town. I went crazy this weekend. My interview to be a baby cuddler was on Monday, and I thought it was going to be an interview, and I thought it was going to get in trouble or do something dumb or whatever. It actually just turned out to be a really nice nurse and blood tests and drug tests and a really nice conversation. But I was so scared. I actually made myself so anxious and upset that I got sick. I mean, like stomach, couldn't sleep. It was crazier than I've been in a long time because I realized how much I wanted this. And then I'm going to go really early. My appointment's at 2. They say if you're not there 15 minutes early, forget it. And, you know, kind of seem real stressful. So I left myself. I was going to leave myself 2 hours. Kid said if I arrive that early, it's going to look a little weird. So I gave myself an extra 45 minutes. My MapQuest, for the first time in its entire life, sent me on a wild goose chase. All around town, downtown, I pulled off the road. I'm following it. I'm like, okay, you know, Dell Children's offices downtown, that's probably okay. I finally pull off the road when I only have an extra 15 minutes to get there. And then I don't even know what building it is in wherever I'm going. And stupid MapQuest finally takes me where I thought it was, where Dell Children's Hospital is. I get there. This was so good for me because I used up all of my anxieties and tensions with screaming in the car, you know, at MapQuest. So I got there, I was calm, I was collected, and I went to the right building right away, the right office right away, and there were no signs. It was like a miracle. And the miracle of miracles is right before I left, I've been playing solitaire like a crazy person, but a normal crazy person. And I broke my record, 2 minutes and 35 seconds. I felt like it was an omen. And it was. I get in the room. I have this amazingly sweet person. She looks over my immunizations. And what's kind of interesting is because I was born before 1962 and after polio, every American child was forced to be immunized, even if they were in, you know, a Christian Scientist. Their parents would be taken to jail if they didn't immunize their children. That's how strongly people felt about polio. So all of that, I didn't really have to explain. Everything else I had, the only thing I needed was a whooping cough shot. She took 4 vials of blood. I don't know what for or where they went. And then we did this, like, weirdly, I felt like I was in a penitentiary, exacting drug test. Because hospitals are where drugs are, I guess. That's what she said. So, you know, locked up my purse. She's kind of watching me, sort of. Couldn't flush the toilet. I had to snap the jar shut, which I didn't do correctly, but we were fine because she was watching me. And then she said, this is the hard part. For the next 3 to 4 days for sure, you keep checking your phone to make sure you didn't miss a call with a 317 area code. Because that's from the drug company. And they don't always leave a message. And if you don't respond to the third time they try to get you, you will be labeled drug test positive. And you'll never be able to be a baby cuddler. I was like, what? So that was Monday. This is Thursday. I haven't gotten a phone call. no 51, what I wrote it down, 317, whatever it was, area code. I'm in the clear. She said, there'll be like two or three more days, but they would have gotten in touch with you by now, probably. So I'm taking the rest of my anxiety days off. I think it's over. I think I passed. The next thing that happens is I go in for my little, you know, they're going to teach me what to do. And basically what I'm going to do is whatever I'm told. But I've been reading all about baby cuddling. And the most beautiful part is I'm young. At 69, almost 70 years old, I am young. People are doing this and they're in their 80s and they love 80-year-olds. This is where I belong. This is where I can have a future. I am so excited. Every single thing I see, they've got a picture of this 80-year-old guy, 80-year-old woman. I'm going to be a lifer. I'm going to give him everything I've got. And I did find out that, okay, this is going to make me cry, but okay. When you baby cuddle, the first 14 days, if the babies need this so badly in ICU, better sleep, focus, management skills later on in life. And it also helps the romantic life later on. I don't know how they know all this, but they have found out that when a baby's born in the normal way, they put the baby on the mother's stomach now. If there's time, and the baby will crawl with its sense of smell and touch. Touch is the first thing that comes to them. Smell is the second if everything's going perfectly. And they will find the breast by themselves. Sometimes it takes 20 minutes. Sometimes it takes 45. And when they latch onto that breast by themselves in their own way, it works great. So babies who are born, and they're born in ICU, if they're premature, maybe they don't have all of those hookups on what's supposed to happen. But if they're born and it was a heart problem or whatever, and they have all the hookups for all the things that should have happened and they don't happen, it causes lifelong problems. And I'm positive that's true because, when my mother was pregnant with me, she was sick the entire time, just like, Kate, you know, Princess Kate, William's wife. But there weren't those wonderful medications. So she was sick every day, and she had this baby, and she said, I would look at the baby, and I'd be hanging from the toilet, throwing up. And she said she was so worried about me, that it was going to be this frail, tiny baby, starved. And when I was born, I was this robust big baby. And she wouldn't see me. She said, you sucked the marrow out of my bones. So the doctor actually wanted to adopt the baby from my mother. I mean, they put ice cubes on her chest. She wouldn't breastfeed me. She wouldn't see me. It was a real problem. But when she found out that the doctor was going to see if he could get the baby away from her, she called up my father. And they whisked me away in the middle of the night out of the hospital. So I kind of feel, if I hadn't been told that story, I probably wouldn't have known why I'm not normal. But I do believe, I feel like I don't remember, but I have a sense of how they feel. That's why this is so important to me. I really, really do. And the worst thing is, in NICU, this is the part that breaks my heart. In NICU, greater than 80% of the touching that the NICU baby gets is negative. It's needles. It's what? Over 80% is negative. So they cringe and they're scared. Oh my God, that just kills me. So that's the reason I'm doing it. And it's touch is the very first sense that matures in the baby's body. They need to bond. When they feel comfortable, they release the happy hormones. They release their tension. They eat better. They digest food better. They their heart and their temperature rates get more normal. Not always, but sometimes. And they call it kangaroo holding. So that's all great. Now they've got this other thing that's even better. Kangaroo holding is great. And that's where they will get you skin on skin and get you and the baby covered with a blanket. And that is fantastic for the baby. For other babies that are a little bit more delicate and have been through a little bit more of the mill, you can do this thing called comfort holding. And it's deep touch. And you pretend your hands are like the walls of the uterus. And you got to get permission to do this because you place your cupped hands on the baby's head. I mean, really, if you don't get permission to do this, I don't know what they're going to do to you. So, you know, talk to the nurse, tell her you're going to take both of your hands and cup the baby's head. See if she goes for it. She may not. And you can also cup their feet, which I think is weird, but maybe you just keep cupping things till they like it. Or I'm not going to do that one. I'm going to wait a very long time to bring that one up. But they say it's a real winner for the most, you know, tense babies. Okay, that'd get me in trouble, I'm pretty sure I'm never going to look good doing that. So my hands are huge, and I just don't have that look of a serene, you know, mother. You know, I don't have nice nails. Everything's wrong with the cupping. But I will do it if it's important. Another thing is, with premature babies, they don't like to be stroked or patted on the head because it's slightly painful. That's how sensitive they are. So when all of these needles, oh my gosh, 80% of the touching is negative. I'm actually going to be a positive influence, a good thing, absolutely not negative. They'll help me. The nurses will help me. And there are 32 ICU baby beds at Dell Children's Hospital. 32. A lot of the kids, their parents are there. That's fantastic. Some of these kids, their parents have to go back to work. Some of these kids don't have parents. Some of these kids, you know, are born with addiction, you know, problems, whatever. Those are mine. The ones that need me. And they say that the mothers who have to work, they can see you on a little screen hugging their baby, and they're so grateful because they can't do it because they have to work, or they have two more babies at home, like a 2-year-old and a 6-year-old, or a 2-year-old and a 1-year-old, whatever. They can't always be there. So you just do what you can. And I found out there are, like, I'm available to do crazy hours, which is also a good thing. So I'm in. I mean, this is like day 4, right? Like, I'm including Monday because I'm desperate. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I'm including only half of Thursday because I'm desperate. I can't imagine. I failed a drug test. I know I've had a lot of trouble getting this job, but I don't even need poppy seed rolls. I don't do anything. Anything. Maybe a Tylenol PM twice a week. And wine, I double checked, wine is fine. So, I think I'm in. I think I have a future. I think I'm going to be a baby cuddler. And I am so grateful to have found something I want to do. To have found something that's useful. Oh my God. Just wish me luck. I think I'm in. I'm probably saying it a little too early. But if it's just a blood test that's holding me back, I'm in. I'm in. I'm in. I'm in. I'm in. For 48 years, I've been perfect. A perfect person in that regard. So, I'm in. I'm gonna get a t-shirt. I'm gonna show up. I'm gonna do what I'm told. And I'm gonna hold babies and I'm gonna make them feel better. And I do honestly think I know how they feel. And I'm going to tell them what's happening. I do, you know, like Jarrell, when he put Superman in the cradle that went into the sky in the spaceship, and he had all those years of knowledge that he told Superman, I'm going to do that. I'm going to tell them where they are and what's happening. I'm going to sing lullabies too, but I'm also going to tell them, because I don't know. You know, they're listening to language all the time while they're in utero. I don't know how much a baby really knows. I really don't. But I think, you know, all those beeps and things, I just think I'm going to, they say just talk to a baby, say whatever you want. I just have a funny feeling that they know more than we think. So I'm going to tell them what the beeps are. I'm going to tell them what's going on, how the doctors are going to take care of it, how nice his parents are, what his name is. I'm going to tell him his story, what city we're in. If he has a brother, I'm going to tell him his story. If he has a dog, if I can find out these every... And I will, because I'll be seeing babies over and over. That's what they say. I will tell him how it's going. I don't know if anybody else is going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to be like the messenger. And I think just from my voice, I think they're going to slowly figure something out. I deep down seriously have a feeling that this isn't a bad idea. And I'm going to cuddle, and I'm going to do all the kangaroo pouch, everything I can do. And they've got the heart monitor, and they've got the temperature, and they've got all of his vitals. So if he doesn't want me to say it, I'll see it. He won't like it. If he just wants me to sing ABCs, I'll do it. I'll do whatever he wants. But let's say one guy is like a super sharp guy or girl, and they're getting calmed by my whatever they want. But I'm going to put that in to my, you know, equation, to my shtick, to my repertoire of things I might do. And if I get one kid who wants me to say, hey, you're in Austin, nice city, nice people, you got a great mom, if he wants to hear it, and his heart gets a little bit steadier, and his breathing a little bit steadier, that's what I think. I'm the only one that's thinking. That's what I think. And I think I'm right. Maybe one out of 50 of these babies is going to get it. But that's enough for me. That is so enough for me. I would have liked somebody to have told me what my mother was up to. What was going on with that? You know, why am I lying here by myself? What happened? So, anyway, I'm sure it's not any problem. If it is, the nurse will tell me to stop. I can't imagine. In the book, it says you can say whatever you want, sing whatever you want, do whatever you want. So, I'm pretty excited. I will let you know when I get my orientation, and I just cannot wait to do something good, useful. And seriously, if I could just really, really help one baby, I will think I did something. So, the blood test is over. I mean, I haven't exhaled. I haven't done anything. I've just been sitting around waiting for this. And no 317 area code. Keep your fingers crossed. I'm positive I'm in. Stay sane. Just do better than I'm doing, okay? Before Monday, I lost it, but it just showed me I haven't been ambitious. I haven't wanted anything in a very long time. I want this. It's kind of exciting. I want something. I think I can be useful. I think I can do something in my 70s. I think I can really, really be of service. So, you know, I'll let you know. I think I made it. Stay sane, and I will be back.
They fly so high, nearly reach the sky. Then, like my dreams, they fly.